A Somali immigrant living in Kent was arrested on Wednesday on charges of fundraising for the Somali insurgent group Al-Shabaab. As KUOW's Amy Radel reports, her arrest could cast more suspicion on the system Somalis use to send money home.
The case against Hinda Osman Durrani appears to hinge on a number of financial transactions. The transfers may link Durrani to the other defendants. These same transfers are used every day by Somalis in Seattle, and now they're fearful of questions from federal investigators. Hassan Deese has lived in Seattle for 7 years. He finds the money transfer services quick and reliable. He can even send funds to people in refugee camps. But he says this criminal investigation is big news and could make people reluctant to send any money home.
People feel the fear, you know. For example, the Fed has come to your door and says, who are you sending this money? Why do you send him? What's he related for? It's a whole complicated scenario, you know.
Scott Paul with Oxfam America says it's not just individuals that are scared to use the system. Banks are, too. He says Somali immigrants send $1.3 billion home every year. Customers send and receive the funds through Somali companies, but banks are required to help complete the wire transfer, and very few are willing to do so.
Under pressure from government officials, and particularly from the U.S. government, these banks are pulling out of this business.
If the system collapses, Paul says people in Somalia will be even more dependent on foreign aid, and it probably won't be good news for law enforcement either.
Families will try to find ways outside the formal system to support their relatives. And as soon as that money goes underground, it's impossible for regulators to trace it, it's impossible for law enforcement to trace it, and it's much, much more vulnerable to diversion by criminal networks.
As for the accused conspirator, Hinda Osman Durrani, her next hearing is scheduled for Tuesday. She could then face trial in federal court in Virginia, where the case originated. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.